The organic compounds, as I already told you, can be classified based on the function group and also the number of bonds present in the system. In the case of double bond or triple bond, they have alkene and alkyne. Alkene have double bond. Alkynes have triple bond. And we have halogen derivatives. It means these alkyl group is attached to halogen. Halogen means, halo means salt. Gen means form. So halogens means salt forming groups like fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine. Of course, ascertain, but we include here chlorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine. Haloarenes, they have the benzene-like structure along with the halogen. Then oxygen-containing compounds, like in the case of alcohols where we have the function group OH. So oxygen is there. So it is present as a hydroxy group. So OH group in alcohol. Ether. This ether, actually this connects, the in this ether, oxygen connects two alkyl groups. The alkyl groups are represented by R. When I say alkyl group, it is represented by the gender formula CnH2n plus 1. So if N is 1, CH3, N is 2, C2H5, like that. So methyl, ethyl, propyl, butyl, pentyl, etc. So when two methyl groups are connected, bridged by oxygen, then it's called ether, that is dimethyl ether. In IUPAC, it's called methoxymethane. So this is ether. You may ask me, sir, what's the difference between ether and alcohol? In alcohol, it is available as hydroxyl unit, OH group. Whereas in ether, it is in between the carbon atom chains. So it bridges the two carbon atoms and that arises ether. In fact, ether is inert. It is not so reactive like this alcohol. Carbonyl compounds, usually they are called the queen of organic chemistry because it can form variety of derivatives from the carbonyl compounds. So that is why it's called queen of organic chemistry. So we have aldehyde, keto. Of course, we have carboxylic acid also. In the case of aldehyde, it is the functional group is CHO. In case of ketone, it is a CO, so RCO. Excuse me. Then we have carboxylic acid group. It is RCOOH group. Then we have carboxylic acid derivatives. For example, when you got this RCOOH, when you replace one hydrogen by R, alkyl group, it becomes ester. When OH group is replaced by NH2 in the carboxylic acid, then it's called acid plus amide, acid amide, that is amide group. Then you have, when two acid groups come together, they can release water, and the result is acid anhydride group. Sometimes this OH group in present in RCOOH acid group can be replaced by chlorine. So it is called acid halide or acyl halide also. Then nitrogen containing compounds. We have amines. In amines, we have primary amine, secondary amine, tertiary amine. Then we have got aromatic amines also. Amines means it has NH2 group. Whereas in the case of secondary amine, you have only one NH, but there are two alkyl groups. But in case of tertiary amine, you have only one nitrogen and hydrogens are replaced by alkyl group. For instance, you know ammonia. So NH3, the molecular formula of ammonia is NH3. So one hydrogen is removed by alkyl group, so RNH2. Two hydrogens are replaced by alkyl group, so R2NH. Three hydrogens are replaced by alkyl group, so R3N. Sometimes additionally some hydrogen chloride is joined, it means it results quaternary ammonium salt. That is not included here, but anyway you should know. Then we have got aromatic amines like C6H5NH2. It's called aniline, aminobenzene or aniline. Similarly, we have nitro compounds. Nitro alkanes are very popular. Nitromethane, nitropropane, nitrobutane, etc. Then cyanides, methyl cyanide, ethyl cyanide. And when nitrogen is attached to carbon, then it's called isocyanide. Or instead of RCN, it is RNC. So likewise, we have got variety of organic compounds based on the functional group.